Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's do it again on a Hurts day, the WIP afternoon show. You know, Thursday is always a Hurts day, but it's really a Hurts day today, Ike.
Yeah.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz with you. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, Spike, I'm telling you, I'm feeling frisky.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling frisky. Strap on your seatbelt. Listen, I'm irritated.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. Jackie Baseball? Not necessarily good news coming out of CBP. Holla at your boy.
Me and Ike also aren't talking after some derogatory comments in the pre-show meeting.
About what?
There might be some leaks coming out of this show coming up
really?
A little bit later about this discontent, trouble in paradise.
Are you texting D. Gunn
no,
right now?
It might be. And his stupid little old city he grew up in is trying to take my slugger. Things are not great on this show right now.
Wow. It's going right after Cincinnati. Well, it's a big show, as it always is. Sheil Kapadia joins us at 3. The great Mike Mayock joins us at 4. We have the top 5 at 5 at 5. And today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. So, Ike, you know, every morning I take a really long walk through South Jersey. And I think about the show. I think about what's going on. You know, sometimes I think about other stuff. But I was thinking, you know, our week has been overtaken by the rumors, by the leaks out of the NovaCare facility about Jalen Hurts. And I was thinking about it. And one thing we all agree on, that we have agreed on, Jack has agreed, I have agreed, you have agreed, is that the leaks are wrong and they're not productive. Right? Whether it is AJ saying what he's saying publicly, whether it's the reports going to Diana Rossini, whether it's reports going to Derek Gunn, we all believe that the fact that they're being leaked is bad and wrong and it doesn't hurt the team and we're all on the same page. But one thing we haven't talked about a whole lot that I was thinking about this morning on my walk is like, what if they're true? You know, not if it's right to leak it, because I don't think it's right to leak it. I don't think it's right to say that about your teammate or your, you know, the person who's playing for you, whatever it is. But I was thinking more about, like, what if it's true? What if there is this tremendous frustration from other players about how Jalen is playing the game? What if there is this tremendous frustration from coaches about how he's playing the game? And on top of it, why has no one stepped up with their chest out and said, don't say that about my QB, right? I heard it about Bo Nix. I heard it about Sam Darnold, all those things. And what it makes me think is that it makes me think that the leaks are true. And if they're true, I just wonder, looking forward, how tenable this is. Because this isn't the first time we've dealt with this, right? We heard about it last year, and to a certain extent, we heard about it in 2023. Mm-hmm. And I started worrying that not that it's being leaked. We've addressed that. What has concerned me is that what if these things are true? We thought we had this, like, the quarterback situation set, right, for the next however many years, the next decade, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I thought more about what if it's true. And I just keep going back to that. This seems like it might be true. And that gets my concern level up.
Well, here's the thing for me. Some of these things may have a hint of truth to them. Right? That's the thing that sort of is the gray area with all of this. I think we've spent too much time trying to parse whether or not these things are true or false versus how much do they truly matter.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at.
And you don't think it matters?
I don't think it matters as much.
Okay.
I don't think it matters as much. To me, now, here's what I'll say. I'm not going to tell you that this won't at some point cost us, meaning the discontent, the undermining, the frustration, the inability to not move on and get over your personal feelings on all of this. Because I think there's a lot of personal feelings involved with this, emotions, and everybody wants to get their side out, everyone except for the quarterback who isn't. Matter of fact, you know, I'm listening to Jalen being asked these questions yesterday. And a year or two ago, I don't know if he handles it the way that he did yesterday. I thought yesterday he showed true leadership by holding himself accountable, not being dismissive of it, saying to the point of, this is a you all thing, this is not really going on. So even what he didn't say or address, it kind of at least gave some credence to some of the stuff that's out there. But the point that I appreciate is that he's not ignoring it. He said he holds himself accountable. He holds himself to a high standard. He's working every day to try to fix these things, right? But he's not going to get caught up in the drama of all of this. And that's why I say, ultimately, Spike, how much does it truly matter? From his perspective, he's going to play his game the way he deems fit to play his game. And because he's the most scrutinized person on the team with the microscope, he has earned the right to play his game the way he deems necessary to play his game to win football games. Because he's not playing for individual stats. He's not. This is about me. This is about I'm doing what I think is best for us to win. Now, you all may say, throw the ball more. Throw the ball down the field deep. Do this. Throw in anticipation. That's because it benefits you and what you want. From an individual player standpoint, skill position guys, yeah, you get the ball more. You get your numbers up, this and that and the other. But, okay, is that to the detriment of negative plays, interceptions, things of that nature? Is it worth it to him to do that? No, because he doesn't want to sacrifice the winning. Oh, the offense looks boring. Can you be a little more creative? That calls into question coaching and schematics. Well, the coaching feels, oh, man, we're drawing up plays, or we can't draw up plays because he won't do this, or he doesn't feel comfortable doing this and that and the other. If the guy was going rogue and doing his own thing and it was costing the team wins, I could get on that side of things. See, when Wentz was getting accused of all this stuff, he doesn't want to change his game. He wants to do what he wants to do. And it was leading to losses? There's no defense of it.
Sure.
But when he's comfortable doing it the way he's comfortable doing it, and he's told us, it may not look the way you wanted to look, but it's going to look the way Jalen wants it to look. I'm going to play my game. And the thing that gets me is that it hasn't cost the team from an overall success standpoint. Guys have gotten contracts. Guys have gone on to get extensions. You got a Super Bowl championship attached to your name doing it the way he wants to do it. So until I see it's detrimental to the team's success, I'm going to ride with him. I'm going to ride with the way he does it. I'm one of those people that in the beginning didn't like the way it looked. Oh, man, you're going to be the franchise quarterback, though. It's got to be this way. You know what? He's proven us wrong at every turn. He's proven us wrong at every turn. So why hasn't he earned the trust of those inside the building to say, you know what? It may not be the way we want it to be, but man, the result is what we want from an overall standpoint. You can score a lot of points, get turnovers, lose games, you'll get fired. Because to the fans, the standard is the winning. That's all we care about, is the winning. And this is where they, who are on the opposite side of this thing with Jalen Hurts are going to lose. Because I haven't seen where he hasn't won at the high level. I'm not saying he wins a Super Bowl every year. What I'm saying is he wins at a high level. They win with him at quarterback at a high level playing the way that he plays. Why would I change that?
215-592-9494. I'm just sort of at the point where I don't agree the leaks are right, but if there's a bunch of players and coaches that are frustrated with the quarterback and his play, it makes me worried about not just this year and the future. So does it worry you? Forgetting about the fact that the leaks came out. Mm-hmm. Like if you believe that they're true, and if we believe that there is some truth to them, are you concerned about that? There's one thing that I want to bring up that you mentioned mm-hmm. that I was also thinking about this morning. Because you said that he is not concerned with stats and he is doing this ultimately to win.
Yeah.
The only thing that popped into my mind is that a lot of times, you remember Rajon Rondo would get tons and tons of assists. Mm-hmm. And people would say, Rajon Rondo is not selfish because he doesn't care about scoring. All he cares about is assists. And I said, well, he's just selfish in a different way. He cares about assists more than he cares about points. He'll pass up a wide open layup if he sees somebody else is there so he can get the assist up. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I was thinking about Jalen is, like, is he being selfish in, and I'm just asking the question, mm-hmm. I'm not accusing, but like, is what he's looking at is, I don't want to get blamed for turning the ball over.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to throw it.
Yeah.
Well, is that the stat he cares about?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you coming to that conclusion.
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm okay with that. And I'm also okay if he feels that way. And I'll say it again, because he's the one who ultimately is going to get blamed. He's the one that's going to get blamed. Receiver runs the wrong route, doesn't fight for the football, ball gets turned over. Jalen threw the interception.
For sure. Right.
Jalen threw the interception.
Yep.
So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And the Eagles or players who are frustrated offensively, because you know who's not frustrated? The defense. Defense don't give a damn. Defense don't give a damn. Defense does not give a damn. They don't care. They're going out and playing ball. So these offensive skill guys that want their numbers and this and that and the other, sure, I get it. I understand it. But you're going to have to decide at some point whether or not you want to be an Eagle and play with Jalen Hurts. Because as far as I'm concerned, unless he starts losing games and it's costing us, he's in the right because he's ultimately responsible. You might not like dad's ultimate decision pertaining to the household, but mom has an opinion. Son, daughter, they all have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion on why you should deviate the money and what should be spent and what should be added, this and that and the other. Ultimately, dad's responsible. If he's in that position, it's going to fall on him when things don't go well. So dad has to have trust in what he's doing. And if that's been successful the majority of the time, not every time, but the majority of the time, then I got to lean on that. And you all have to adjust and trust that. So this is the way Jalen plays. It's frustrating. I get it. I get it. We want to see more. I get it. But he's not costing you football games.
215-592-9494. Are you worried about the stuff in the leaks being true? We do have a next question.
Play your game, Jay Hurts. Play your game.
We do have a next question today because we want to have a little bit of fun.
Yes.
It is Bo Derek's birthday.
Ah, oh, come on, man.
Who was famous for the movie 10?
Yeah, Fritch and I don't enough to remember Bo Derek. Nah,
again, like I brought up in the meeting, Tommy Boy. Yeah, big fan,
yeah.
Tommy
yeah,
Boy.
She still looked good in Tommy Boy.
Especially for her age.
Yeah,
talking about when she was in her prime.
There's a lot of posters. A lot of posters on a lot of walls. So for next question today, we're just going to ask you, give us a perfect 10. Just give us a 10. Jack, give us a 10.
So I'm taking a big answer off the board early.
Okay.
Someone who is, I mean, very, very good looking, and I consider a perfect 10.
Yes.
Brad Pitt.
He is a 10. He's a 10 in every way.
Bro.
He is.
Dude, he's holding up well, too.
He's holding up well.
He's in his 60s, isn't he?
Great actor, too. And
well, he's an overrated actor. Everyone knows that.
He's a great actor. You saw him. You saw the body in Fight Club.
Never saw Fight Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I should probably see it.
Yeah, you should.
It's referenced a lot.
It's a good flick.
Very good actor. I don't know about great actor, but damn sure a very good actor.
And a perfect 10.
Underrated actor because he's so handsome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ike, you want to give us a 10?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to the opposite side.
Okay,
yes.
All right, going a different direction.
Oh, man. You know, there's a few of them out there that I would go with. You know who I'll go with, though?
Who?
Underrated.
Yep.
Underrated.
Okay.
But not if you got a real eye for beauty.
Okay.
I'm going with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, Kelly Rowland is a good answer.
Like she of all the, like the Destiny's Child. Yeah.
Wow. I don't ever heard you hit that octave. I've been hanging on your every word for 7 years.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly Rowland, man. Come on, man.
All right. I'll give you one.
All right, who you got?
There's sometimes you look at a person. And you look in their eyes, and there is just...
Oh, there it is.
You are entranced.
I know who he's going with.
Kelly Oubre is a 10.
Different
Always
Kelly.
Back to Oubre.
different
Who's better
Kelly.
Looking, Kelly Oubre or Kelly Rowland?
Oubre.
215?
Yeah, Oubre's 10. Oubre's 10 is the best looking guy I ever saw in my whole life.
Wow.
In my whole life. And in person, it's there too.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah, tall drink of water. All right, 215-592-9494. You're worried about the leaks being true. Not that they're happening, but that they're being true. And for next question today, give us a perfect 10. Leading us off, as he always does, Corey in Columbus. There you go. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, y'all need to put Ike Reese in a WIP Hall of Fame. That dad analogy right there, that you might as well shut the show down. That's it. Hey, that's it right there.
You know it.
Hey, Spike, were you here? Were you here in 23? I couldn't remember.
I was in New York in 23.
So,
yeah.
All right, well, you probably remember the game. Jack, Ike, Spike, y'all remember the Seattle game, right?
Of course.
Remember when Hurts took the shot to Quez Watkins down the field? Quez was in one-on-one. He got bumped off the route, intercepted by Julian Love. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Did he get criticized? They said, you can't throw that ball. You can't throw that ball to Quez Watkins in that situation. Hold on. I thought we were supposed to trust our receivers. See, it's like whatever he does, he's going to get criticized. If it results in something good, he's going to get the praise. If it results in something negative, he's going to get the criticism. So I can't worry about what other people say. The report said a bunch of people. That's a loose wording. Bunch. Like I don't know what that is.
We're taking liberty with that. We're just running like it's half the team or something.
Like what's the
well,
bunch
Corey,
of
Corey, this is my question to you. Is and I'm trying to do this in a fair way because I think I've defended Jalen pretty strongly over the last couple of weeks with this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a little weird that nobody, not one teammate, has come out with his chest? Everybody's got Twitter, everybody's got Instagram, everybody's got access to the media, that not one person has gone, everybody's got to stop talking about my quarterback that way. Like, not one person, the guy that won Super Bowl MVP last year. I heard about Bo Nix, I heard about Sam Darnold. You know, I don't hear ever, don't you think it's a little disconcerting that not one guy has done that?
You know why it's not disconcerting? I would be understanding that if we did that. The only one guy talk a lot. There's only one guy on this team always running his mouth on social media and saying stuff. Jordan Mailata does the show, but we talk to him about football. Only one guy gives his opinion unprompted. Everybody else on our team answers the questions that they're asked. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, Lane Johnson will throw something out. But other than that, no. So that tells me they took the identity of their quarterback. Only one guy went rogue, right? And the reason why I say that one guy is because if you look at the people that's talking, it's the guy that has relationships with that guy. Busting with the boys crew. He was willing to play with him in Tennessee. He got a good relationship with D-Jack and Shady. Diana Rossini. Every story that's ever been revolved around him been broke by her. So that's why I'm not really worried about it. You know what I'm saying? If it's true, it might be. People might be frustrated because they want numbers. But when I look at Devontae Smith, until last week, you was having one of your best seasons. But one guy changed that. Dallas Goedert, you was having a great season. Statistical-wise, touchdowns, all tight ends. You ain't had a catch. But one guy complained. You know what I'm saying? Saquon Barkley had a great year last year. He's not complaining. So it's like, I see one guy upset. Jordan Mailata is taking accountability. Hurts is taking accountability. You know what I'm saying? The defense is playing well. The coach, only two guys in this situation can be mad. The OC and the receiver, because they're the only ones that's affected. Nick Sirianni, you're winning football games. Jalen Hurts, you're winning football. Only two guys is not getting what they want.
I disagree with that. Don't you think the offensive line doesn't like the fact that they're getting blamed constantly for not being as good? I don't know that.
Is Saquon breaking yards? What's Hurts got to do with Saquon running? They getting blamed because the run. They're not getting blamed because of the passing.
They're getting blamed because the offense doesn't operate well unless they're running. And I'm saying that there could be more frustration than simply guys getting their numbers. You know, there's no numbers for the offensive line except for rushing yards. Could, if you're an offensive lineman, I'm just asking guy to guy, you're an offensive lineman and you have been the key to the team's success, really mostly for the last 4 years, has been the offensive line. They've always been able to run the ball. And then all of a sudden, 1 year, you're not as good as you have been in previous years, and all of a sudden, it's your fault. Like, wouldn't you feel some type of way like, hey, couldn't you throw the ball a little bit earlier so we don't have to be blocking for 7 seconds and so we're not getting crapped on for not running the ball at an elite level this year? I'm just saying it's possible that it could be somebody other than somebody who's not getting numbers.
I get what you're saying, but I personally don't feel like the offensive lineman is in and out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Landon Dickerson missed 2-3 games. I personally feel like the offensive lineman has an excuse. Like, they're not playing well, but they also banged up. I think there's only two guys, like I said, if you look at the team, Petullo's getting blamed because the offense don't look good. And then the receiver's numbers is down.
And Sirianni's getting blamed, too. I would say they both get blamed. Sirianni gets blamed, too.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like Sirianni's been getting blamed for years, but he's still, at the end of the day, if we win, you're not going to get rid of Sirianni for winning. You see what I'm saying? That's my thing. So it's like those two are the ones that are, like, being pointed out the most. So, like, if it's right, cool. I mean, I don't care. Get it fixed. I don't care who the blame is, who is right. Like, everybody get paid. Just fix it. And if he's the problem, then y'all need fire, too, because y'all all signed up to get this guy to guy. Y'all created the beef. Y'all was the one that said do it. He can do it this way. Like, yesterday, whoever the reporter is, D-Gun, in practice, they run it one way. Well, duh, maybe in practice they letting that guy be open. The game – Remember in Seattle in the Super Bowl with Russell Wilson threw an interception. They said they ran that play 19 times and they caught a touchdown. But in the game, Malcolm Butler picked it off. Duh, because you done ran it so much, people realize what's going to happen.
Corey, give us a perfect 10.
Oh, perfect 10. I'm taking you back with this one. This was young Corey. Lisa Ray McCoy. When I saw a Players Club.
Diamond. Well, her name's still Diamond.
Hey, man.
Y'all ever seen Players Club?
No, I didn't see Players Club.
That's an Ice Cube movie.
Oh, I don't remember it. Lisa Ray McCoy?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll Google. I got a minute here. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll hear if Jack thinks it's a problem that the coaches and the players are frustrated or not. And D-Jack believe it or not, even though he's got the whole ass job coaching a football team, had something to talk about on his podcast.
Even though he's leading a whole group of other people.
He's
the head coach.
He found a minute. That is coming up next. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 232, Pac. You think you went too hard?
Yeah, get back to the commercial songs. Okay. Yeah, get back to the radio playing songs.
No, come on.
You went deep in the crates.
Yes, that's a good one. And I like the hiss from the old stuff. I think, was it Corey complaining about the stuff that sounded older? No, that's a good one.
Oh, when it came on, I'm like, hold on, how's he going to play this?
Yeah, well, a lot of blank spaces.
He's been asking that question a lot recently.
Yeah.
You know, how's he going to get away with it?
How's he going to get away with this one?
Well, because some of them don't bleep out everything. So
right.
I got to really, really listen. Now,
the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these reports coming out about the Eagles concern you about the rest of the season, or do they not really matter? They concern me, or they don't really matter? What do you think the response is?
Fan base.
Yeah.
They don't really matter.
They do.
Let's go 73%.
Oh, you nailed it. 68%. Oh, pretty
okay.
Close.
That they don't matter?
That they don't matter.
Like, what kind of drugs are people on?
What do you think?
Well, of course it matters. Like, what's concerning to me is, like, what you brought up about no one's come out and be like, that's my quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, even T.O. cried about Romo. Could we even get, you know, one moment like that?
He didn't cry about a different guy, though.
Yeah.
So
I'll say this. I'm not totally surprised because I don't know if this would put someone in conflict with what's been said the other way.
You're putting yourself in the middle of something.
Yeah, because you're obviously going against what AJ is complaining about right now and other things. So to step out there, and I just think most players are like, man, I don't want to be – first of all, the defense, this doesn't concern them. So you'll see most defensive players not even speak on this matter over here. Offensive linemen. They're going to go to the whole, you know what, I'm going to stay in my lane. I can't worry about skill position, guys. I got to do my job better, which is actually the smart answer because the offensive line isn't playing great. So
sure.
They don't need to comment on the other guys and what's going on. Now, Saquon, I think, has tried to stay down the middle.
He's trying to be a politician.
Yeah, he's trying to stay. And that's kind of what you have to do when you're on the team and you're one of those skill position guys. Like, I would imagine if they were to ask Dallas Goedert, he's going to stay down the middle on it as well.
You know what it's made me think?
Because he's been in that position also to where he wasn't getting looks and things.
It's made me think, like, if you had asked me a month ago, are you 100% sure Jalen Hurts will be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2027? Mm-hmm. I would say yes, I'm 100% sure. After hearing all this stuff, I'm just not 100% sure anymore. And I don't know what my percentage is
at.
Fair. And you, but we've
I'm
joked.
I'm there with you.
Yeah, yeah. And we've joked, we've been like, well, and they're just going to go ahead and win the Super Bowl again this year, and they very well might.
Yeah.
But if they don't, it just makes me wonder if there's enough question in there. Do they really want to do this? Or what are the top-level people think?
I think that's very fair. And
especially paying him, too.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm 100% sure he's going to be here 2 years from now. Because if I were to believe there is some truth to what's being said with the frustration and things of that nature, if that starts to lead to coming up short, then the organization will have to rethink, okay, do we want to give him an extension? Because that's the next thing on the table.
Sure, yeah.
You're going to be stuck between do you give him an extension or do you try to move on from him? Because they're not going to play his contract out because you want to reduce the numbers so you can sign some of these defensive players, these young guys that you have. That will be interesting.
Well, and it really gets into the question a lot of NFL teams have to make is they won a Super Bowl. Even though he had been paid, he was basically still on his rookie contract.
Yep.
And you look around the team and you look at how teams are trying to compete, and they want to be able to pay lots of guys. So I think what they try to do a lot of times, and the Niners tried to do this with Brock Purdy, and then they had to pay him, is you want to try to win the Super Bowl before you have to pay the guy. Because a lot of quarterbacks are worth a lot of money, but when you talk about value to a team, is Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback for sure. Is he worth $55 million every year? That's a different question, and I think you could bring up that question for a lot of quarterbacks. And you have some teams that are in, like Tampa's in a situation where they're only playing Baker $30 million. The Seahawks are in a position where they're only paying Sam Darnold $30
million. Right.
The Indianapolis Colts are in a position where I think they're only paying Daniel Jones $15 or $20.
Right.
But you start getting
after this year.
Right. Yeah. And that becomes a more difficult decision.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes because then all of a sudden, you look how much harder it is to build a team around a player, because to a certain extent, we talk about Josh Allen's, you know, skill position guys. To a certain extent, when your quarterback's making $55 million, it becomes a lot harder to pay skill position guys. You know, so that will be part of the question moving forward.
I think Jalen has always sort of had the pressure, and he knows this. This is why it all ties in together, right? I think he knows this as well. His standing or footing in the NFL with the Eagles or moving forward is always going to be he wins. So it's not he wows you with his physical traits and his physical abilities. It's his calmness under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's his unflappable sort of personality that he doesn't have these emotional roller coasters with being up and down. He seems to be stable. He's been able to lean on that, and that's been able to lead to wins. Now, the Eagles, to their credit, they put talent around him and they've won with him. My thing is, he loses a little bit of that standing and footing when you start losing games.
Sure, yeah.
When you start losing games. Now, it's different. Because of Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, they can start losing and the franchise ain't getting rid of them. They're just going to change the other parts around them.
Yes, and they'll say it's worth it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is, because they have that physical ability. But with Jalen, his calling card is always going to be the winning aspect that he brings. If the team starts losing and he can't rise the boats, then, yeah, they're going to be like, well, we can go get somebody else cheaper to do what you're doing.
Well, like, I'm not putting them on the same level, but you look at Bo Nix. If you're paying Bo Nix $5 million or $8 million, that's one thing. You're paying Bo Nix $57 million.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the fact that he brings you back in the fourth quarter, you're looking at like, well, there are four quarters and there's only three of them that you're not doing anything in. And that becomes a lot harder to build a team around a player like
that. Jalen, this situation is very similar. And I don't mean this in a negative connotation at all. It's so similar to Russell Wilson and what it was like in Seattle, right? This is why the head coach and being able to have a culture in place that supports that and you can keep winning is important. It just is. And at some point, the team in Seattle felt like they were more of the reason that the team was winning versus what Russ was.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with that. Russ is the quarterback. He had to make those plays. He had to make those throws. Get a ball to beast mode. That's fine. I understand that. But there's no organization that would choose a corner or a safety or a linebacker over the quarterback. So the defense in Seattle being upset because the other guy's getting all the credit and all the money, and we're not, that tore their team apart. Jealousy did.
Yep.
Will they go through that with the Eagles at some point? Yeah, it might.
Well, we've talked that that is the Pat Riley thing, the disease of me. All of a sudden, you want your credit, you want your money, and that sort of plays into Jalen. One thing that Jalen doesn't seem to be is like that good of a locker room politician.
Right,
he's not that isn't what he is, and I think you can say that this is a good thing. He's only focused on the one thing, but then all of a sudden, it would be nice now if he were that guy.
Yes, if you built up that goodwill with your teammates, they are more willing to defend you and protect you than they are to say, you know what, you've been carrying it like it's just you. You've been carrying it like you're a solo act around here, meaning that you're not necessarily integrated with everyone. So now when things are rough, guess what? Yeah, it's you. That's you over there. I don't know if that's ever going to change with Jalen. It seemed to me, Spike, like he's trying this year. It seems like I've seen him out.
Yeah.
And being a part of the team stuff a little bit more. I certainly have appreciated his answers this year more so than I have in any other year. So to me, it seems like he's trying. But if he's not doing it at the rate they want him to do it, for me, that's more of a them issue than it is a him issue. The guy operates the way he operates. He compartmentalizes things the way that he does. It's beneficial to him.
Well, because when if you have a
Everybody got to get on board with that.
Yeah, if you have a personal relationship with the guy, you're less likely to leak something to somebody if you have that relationship with him. 215-592-9494. We'll hear what D-Jack had to say about the entire thing after I talk about relationships. There's a relationship with a guy you should have. It's not Oubre. It is Adam Kasabi. Adam Kasabi is going to be the guy that can solve your problem, and that problem being you've always wanted a beach house, and you just think the market is too tough. You've tried before. You looked at the houses have 40 bids. You don't know how to do it. Adam Kasabi, based out of Long and Foster, K-S-E-B-E. I've known him for a long time, has been a sponsor of our podcast for a long time. He's helped people just get into the Delaware beach house that they want. And what you can do is, you know, you think about you'll have your place to go with your family, your friends during the summer, maybe a 3-day weekend in the fall or winter, but you can rent it out too and have those people paying your mortgage. And I brought up property taxes a lot in Delaware, like nothing. Comparing, Kasabi gave me one example. He's like, look at the $600,000 house in Rehoboth. The property taxes annually are $1,500. Look at this one in Sea Isle. They're $13,000. That's a huge difference. And if you happen to want to be in Jersey, Adam's got a big network, can help you there as well. When it's time, I want you to reach out directly to Kasabi. I'll give you a cell phone number, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike. Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, Yosh?
Let me get this out of the way before I start. Spike.
Yes.
I almost want to break up with you.
Well, you can't break up with me.
Do it.
But
start leaking.
You were really mean yesterday. What's the name? Like, you make it hard to be in this relationship. I'm out here advocating for you. I defend you.
Yes.
And you go and backstab me yesterday. And you said it all mean and being as though Ike and Jack didn't go along with you. You're like, I was just joking.
What happened? Oh, the fantasy thing.
Well, he shouldn't have a spot in the league. And I just think if you win the league, you shouldn't have a spot next year.
You
fair
know
is
what?
Fair.
Win or lose, I'm going to retire.
You're recusing yourself?
I'm done. I have succeeded. I have outsmarted you in the last 2 years to be in this league. So I defeated you. That's why you're annoyed. I kept finding loopholes. I made you feel pity for me. You had to let me in.
You're a manipulator. You're a master manipulator.
Hey,
that's what you're saying.
Hey, if that's what you want to call it, that's what I did. And I beat you. And everybody know I beat you. I'll go down in history. 3 years in the fantasy league and then win a championship. Ain't nobody else ever going to do it. Nobody else ever going to do it.
It's a dynasty of getting into the league.
I'm legend. All right. I'm legend, bro.
All right, fine.
You know what, man? What's that? This Jalen stuff is just getting ridiculous. I mean, yeah, man, he has the stuff he needs to clean up, and yeah, somebody in there that don't like him. But, you know, and then, Spike, you put your little disclaimer out there. You know, I don't go along with it, but it's being said. But you're harping on it. You're reveling in it that people are talking about it. I know you got to talk about it, but you like that it's going on, in my opinion. And that's not fair to
me?
The boy. And you know what?
I don't like
he
that
don't
it's going on.
Care. He don't even care. He going to keep balling. You know why it doesn't bother him? Because after the Super Bowl, the commercial that was played, I think I better let it go. It's out of commercial, right, Ike?
He revels in it.
Okay, everybody hate me. I'm going to keep on balling. This defense just got good in the last 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks, and we act like the defense been holding us together. We forget what's named in Dallas in the fourth quarter when he made the big scramble, what's named, that led to the first down to go ahead and win the game. He snapped in the Rams game and made the big play at the end of that game to seal the game because the defense was giving it away.
Oh, when they blocked two kicks?
Shut up. Shut up, Jack. What's name? We forget what's name. 3rd and 9 from the 44 with under 2 minutes left. And what's in here? The 45-yard pass to AJ, the dude who don't hype him, to seal the victory. What's name? And then got the touch push. The Devontae play in Green Bay. We forget about that. The big scramble. What's name in Tampa? What's name? And then the 2-yard Mahomes. What's name? Shovel pass to daggone. We forget about that stuff. We got a dude, what's name, that's doing his job, standing up in this city and taking it on the chin and still doing his job. The defense just gave up 8 points, what's name, average the last 2 weeks. Before that, it was almost 24. Almost 400 yards 6 weeks ago, but now it's down to 2-something. What's name like? Get his dude, what's name, his love. Yeah, report on what's going on, but stop reveling in it. You guys over there liking it. Jack yesterday, he hold a ball too long. You know what? He ain't even top 7 as far as hold a ball long. You know who up higher than him? What's name? Your MVP. Your dude you love down in New England. Drake May, what's name? Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. All those dudes hold the ball way longer than Jalen. So stop using those as excuses of why, what's name, he's not doing what he's doing. We know he need to clean up some stuff. We know he need to get it right. But stop reveling in it. You dudes are ridiculous.
You know what? This is a pathetic display by you.
Wow.
Blaming us. Do you want to give us a perfect 10?
We I'm have not like blaming y'all.
But you
I'm
are.
I'm telling you to stop reveling in it.
I'm not reveling in it. We're
you
talking
are you
about
happy.
It. You know what?
Jack happy.
You know what? No.
I might be happy.
If his teammates. If
yeah,
his,
are you kidding me?
Too.
If his teammates would stop texting D Gun, maybe I would have nothing to talk about. You should hold the person who's responsible really responsible, not me.
You got to pay attention. Don't get hyped. And try to, what's the name, say, the person, pay attention to how I talk. You just be ready to argue. You just be ready to argue. That's why I almost want to break up with you.
Give us a perfect 10. Will you give us a perfect 10? And you can only give us one.
Let's get this lover's quarrel over with,
I can give you how many I want to give you. What's the name? You know what? I was going to say Bo Derek because I was on the phone with Jack, and then I come on, and I hear you was talking about, oh, it's Bo Derek. What's the name? When he asked me about the perfect 10. I like Kelly Rowland, too, Ike. She bow-legged. She melanin. What's the name? She used to have that short haircut. I loved it. I love short haircut better. Kelly Rowland did it to me. But she had that video, what's the name, with Lil Wayne. What's the name?
Will you
with
just her. Give one?
Oh, my goodness. What's the name? I love, man, there's so many women in my head. But I'm going to give y'all one y'all even know about. But don't look her up. Her name, Michaela DeMater. She used to play hockey. She's an influencer. When you look
Wait,
at
hockey.
Her, have some private time. I sent her name and everything perfectly spelled for Jack Fritz. And when you look at her, talk to me, baby.
Okay, Yosh.
Love y'all. Hey, fight.
Yeah.
We still in a relationship for right now.
All right.
It's about
all right.
The sixes. Okay.
All right, Yosh.
I love you, boo.
All right. Love you too, boo.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, this is... Should we hear from D-Jack or do we got to wait now?
No, you can still play.
Okay, so
Michaela DeMela is cute.
Oh, yeah?
just leave it at that.
All right. Okay. All right.
So D-Jack has a podcast with Clinton Portis called House of Action. And D-Jack was talking about AJ Jalen. And here's what D-Jack had to say.
And as you could tell, it's something else going on. And I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. That it's not all about football. It's not about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks that I didn't necessarily like. And I'm going to just be honest. And when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
So he says, and you've said this 100 times, it's got to be about something other than football.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with that off of what D-Jack said. I think, you know, we were ones that actually put credence into BG's comments last year when he said these things. So I'm not surprised by this. I wasn't one of those ones that said, oh, that's not true. That didn't happen. This and any other. So D-Jack basically saying there are some personal issues going on there that they need to work through. I don't know if necessarily that's breaking news, but him sort of saying it's not football related, I think that's the fly in the ointment there. Because most people have been thinking, is this something deeper that's going on here?
Yeah, it's 3 years of it is a lot.
And we still don't know what it is. Still don't know what it is.
I need him to go.
Both of them are rich.
Yeah.
Both are engaged or married?
One's married.
Jalen's married, and AJ's on his way to being married. He got engaged,
He's engaged.
The engagement part of John Legend.
So it's usually women or money. Family or money that
and they both have money and they both...
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's why I keep it to football, and I look at it like, well, he's unhappy that he's not getting the ball as much as he thinks he needs to get the ball. That makes sense to me. That is simple. That makes sense to me. 1 + 1 = 2. I'm good with that. The other stuff about it's deeper than football. If you're not going to say what it is, then why even say that?
What could it even?
Well, it just leaves room to speculate about 100 different other things.
Well, I can bet this.
Yeah.
I would bet that once AJ gets traded this offseason and he goes on House of Action...
that podcast.
Yeah, that maybe AJ,
say it then.
AJ's certainly more likely to say it than Jalen is.
Well, Jalen will never say what the hell's going on. Because you know what? Again, even with this seems more one-sided than it is a mutual thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It seems like it.
I don't see the animosity from Jalen. He's not trying to undercut anybody or undermine anybody. I don't see where he's taking something personal and going after somebody. I don't see that. So
215-592-9494. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Coming up next, Sheil Kapadia joins us. We'll talk to Sheil about all this stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.